Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure as we continue to celebrate our 9th anniversary for the part that you played in this, for just being who you are, small business owner, just being the kind of inspiration that you are to so many people, not just to me, but to your employees, to your customers, to your families, to your communities. You're an inspiration. Trust me on that one. You probably don't realize it. You may not realize it, but you absolutely are. And so I want to thank you for that, and I want to thank you for being part of our world for the last 9 years. I also want to introduce you to someone that you've met before. Jay Minks is our guest this half hour. Jay is Executive Vice President for Sales and Marketing of Administaff, which, as you know, in the interest of full disclosure, is one of our outstanding corporate partners. But Jay is here to talk to us about something that I wanted you to know about, and it's something called a professional employer organization. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you here.
I want to echo what you said about small business owners. One of the things we admonish our salespeople to do is, one of the first things when they get face-to-face with a business owner is just thank them for what they do every day. Because they do make a difference in America.
Well,
when you realize 75% of all jobs being created are created in small business. And just the sacrifice they make day in and day out to make America better. So we salute them also.
Well, I know you do, and I appreciate you doing that. You know, these guys work a high wire act without a net.
No question about it. I used to be one. talking about PEOs and what a PEO stands for is Professional Employer Organization. And there's all kinds of shapes and sizes of PEOs out in America. But basically the one kind of thing that ties it together and makes them a PEO is a legal construct called co-employment. And, Jim, as you know, what co-employment is, it simply means that the PEO, in addition to these employees working for the business owner, they also work for the PEO.
Now, explain how that works.
Well, you know, when we talk to a business owner, we say that in order for us to be efficient in handling the administration of benefits, just all the employment issues, whether it's paperwork, taxes, payroll, in order to do that, it's much more efficient to operate as a co-employer. In other words, we set up a contract between ourselves, the PEO, and the business owner. It's a three-party contract. Right now, there's a two-party contract between the employee and the employer.
And let me stop you for a second, Jay, and say, folks, that this may not be exactly the same thing, but what Jay's talking to you about now is something that the kind of fundamental elements of being part of a PEO that you would have with any PEO organization, right, Jay?
That's correct. It's just an efficient way. So you have this contract set up between the three parties, and then we delineate who's responsible for what. In terms of direction and control of the employee, we give that back to the business owner. For purposes of the things I've talked about, payroll, benefits, taxes, that's the responsibilities of the PEO. And what it does for the business owner, it allows them to focus back on their business. And that's really what they want to do.
Core competencies.
Exactly. The best clients for us are the ones that realize that their highest and best calling is out growing the business, encouraging their employees, making new contacts. That's what they're supposed to be doing. They don't want to be in administration business, you know, dealing with HR issues and trying to comply with government laws that are so dynamic, you know, they change daily. And that's our responsibility as a PEO.
How many PEOs are there, do you estimate, across the country in this industry?
Oh, there's got to be several thousand.
2,000 or 3,000?
I would suspect so, yes. I don't know the exact number.
Some of them are?
That also is dynamic, but 2,000 or 3,000. We're the only national player in the industry. The Administraff is.
They're the big dog.
There are a lot of regional players out there.
And then there's some smaller folks out there.
Yeah,
you guys were a smaller regional player at one time, weren't you?
Yeah, when I started with Administraff, we had 6 sales reps, and we sold in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, just one place.
One place.
Now,
I wondered if it could work outside of Houston. You know, when we first opened our first office in Dallas in 1993, it was kind of like, well, let's experiment and see if we can do this someplace other than Houston.
You know, you've been part of this. I know you didn't found the company. Paul Sarvadi did that, who's now the chairman, the CEO. But I know you've been with them now almost the whole time, and you've gone through helping to birth this baby and get it going. So you've got a lot of perspectives for small business owners, Jay. But one of the things that a lot of what you're talking about when you talk about the, you know, let's sit down and decide who controls what, who has in this co-employment environment, this relationship that we have. As you know about small business owners, you know that the idea of not having control of certain parts of your business, that's really not our strong suit. We don't like that typically. So how does a PEO, how does someone come to terms with that as someone who enters into a PEO agreement? How do you come to terms with that so that you can get over it and move on?
Well, you know, years ago we used to have what we call myths about that people believed about our industry and what would happen if they engaged in a relationship with us. But really the control issue is something that we have to overcome by letting our clients know, or prospective clients know, that you actually have more control in your business when you're not dealing with these minutiae, these distractions. Mm-hmm. It gives you more control. And also, this relationship is built out of a mutual understanding of how businesses work, both the PEO side and the small business. Therefore, it has to enhance the business, or we wouldn't exist as an industry. Mm-hmm. And so the control issue, I used to say it this way when we made a lot of calls back years ago, I'd say the control issue is only a problem in the mind of a prospect. It's never a problem in the mind of a client, because the client mm-hmm. knows that the issue goes away. It doesn't exist. And so it's just a question of many times of having our prospective clients talk to an existing client, and they realize that they actually have more control instead of less.
And of course, the two areas that often get confused with PEO are staffing companies and leasing companies, right?
That's correct. Well, the leasing concept is the caveman version of what we do now. That's the old term.
That was kind of the original system.
Yeah, it was kind of the original nomenclature. It was a very limited. It was insurance arbitrage and running payroll. That was basically,
and payroll, exactly, yeah, benefits.
Basically what that was. And so, mm-hmm. But in terms of staffing, well, that's the temporary companies. And, you know, one of the things that we're kind of...
Hold on to that thought, Jay. Hold on. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with Jay Meeks. He's Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast. One more thing.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. It's the website's 9th anniversary, too, not just my show, the website as well. And, of course, it's also my newsletters, my electronic newsletters, 7th anniversary. So we've got lots of anniversaries going on here. We're visiting with our good friend Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Administaff, and we're talking about what a PEO is, what a professional employer organization is, and how it differs from other types of relationships that you may have heard of. You know, Jay, years ago I had a relationship which we called a leasing, an employee leasing relationship many years ago.
Right.
And as you say, it was one of the origins of the PEO industry. And I've also used staffing organizations, but a PEO is a much more sophisticated relationship, isn't it?
Well, what we do is we're able to go in and actually hire and establish that co-employment contract I talked about a moment ago. And then by doing that, we're able to bring a whole bunch of benefits, a whole basket of goods, if you will, and services for the client and for their employees. And then you think about where we are in America today, it's all about retaining your good people.
Yep.
And so we become that driver that helps retain people and also attract people to to small business, and it's in particularly in small business, as it is in every business, your people are critical. I mean, they make or break the success of your organization.
Well, certainly small business owners know that for sure. We've always had too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on, but right. it's becoming more and more critical today. And as you know, Jay, the number one, as I've been doing this job, I've listened to small business owners across the country tell me what their big concern was. And for a long time, in the last several years, it was health care, which is something that the PEOs contribute solutions to. But today, the number one concern among small business owners is finding and acquiring and keeping the best people.
You know, we survey our clients all the time, and you know, a recent survey just came out, and number one was that, was hiring the right people, keeping the people, and mm-hmm. healthcare slipped to number three. Government compliance was number two. So you're right. I mean, years ago, it was not that many years ago, was healthcare was always at the top of the list, but it's moved down. I don't think it's moved down because it's less important. I think the other ones have moved up because they've gotten more onerous or more difficult to acquire people, more onerous to comply with the government.
You know, one thing that that I talk to people about all the time, Jay, is the idea of outsourcing. I talk to them about outsourcing on many levels, and I have a little question that I recommend that they ask themselves, and that is, look at anything that you do in your operation and say to yourself, ask your managers, get when you have your meetings, put this up on the board. Must this be done in-house? Not just payroll, not just benefits, maybe shipping, maybe receiving, maybe accounts payable, maybe accounting, payroll, whatever it may be. Must this be done in-house? Everything, you should ask that question of everything in your operation.
Well, of course, we agree with that wholeheartedly. And it's proven up with our clients. As we look at our clients and once they end in the relationship and what happens to their businesses afterwards, almost without exception, their revenues are up substantially. Their income per employee, which is one of the measures we look at, is up. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. And even though it may look like an initial investment initially, that you're going to invest some money, you always have to invest a little bit if you want to get a return. Isn't that right, Jim?
That's exactly right.
And so small business people are used to investing. They make investments all the time. And mm-hmm. so that's how we couch it in terms of where are you trying to go in your business? Are you trying to improve? Are you trying to go to the next level? Then we're a vehicle to help you do that. And then when they look, after they've been with us a while, they look back and go, gee, you guys didn't cost me anything. You're actually saving me money by delivering me all these services and allowing me to focus on our business.
And folks, I would like to encourage you to start looking into outsourcing your payroll, your personnel issues, the benefits issues. You know, start doing the research, start doing the homework, look around and see what's out there, see what's available, and just get educated about it and see if it's the thing, if it's the right thing for you. Maybe it is, maybe it's not this at this moment, maybe it will be in 6 months or a year. I do think it's one of the things that you need to ask yourself about and ask this question, must this be done in-house? Jay, is in the minute or so we've got left,
right,
talk to my audience about what you've learned in growing in helping to grow a small business into a big business.
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind, and by the way, folks, we didn't rehearse this in advance.
he did not know I was going to ask that question.
The first thing that comes to mind to me is making sure you have the right people on the bus. And I tell our salespeople, I mean, our hiring managers, that if you're looking at hiring someone, before you do, picture them around your Thanksgiving room table. And if you don't want them at that table, then don't hire them, because you're going to be spending more time with them than you do with your family. And so I think that's the basic philosophy is hire the people that have the same values, same beliefs, line up, their goals line up, everything lines up, so you're all on the same wagon, the same bus, going the same direction the majority of the time. And I think that's one of the basic keys for success in small business to become a big business.
It's certainly excellent advice for the 21st century, for sure. Jay, thank you for being here. Thanks for all you do for small business. We appreciate your time today.
I appreciate you, Jim. Thanks.
Thank you. Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President for Sales and Marketing of Administaff. Going to take a quick break. Mr. Steve Forbes is ready to go. He's going to be with us when we come back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 29 after, celebrating 9 years of the Small Business Advocate Show.
On the road again, I'm on the road again. I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.